Samarin here with my co-host Kara Shapley, and we're round two of the March Mayhem of Music. Today we'll be having Justin Timberlake playing against Prince, and the one seed Michael Jackson going against the five seed Katy Perry. The first song we're going to start off with is Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. We're in the March Mayhem Music for Sterling High School Radio. You can also find us on Twitter at Nice Radio. The past couple of brackets, Michael Jackson has been a big hit, and Katy Perry has been having a great run lately. For the halftime show, Kev, who do you think is going to have a great shot of winning this bracket?
I want to say Katy Perry, but I know that she has no shot against Michael Jackson because most people know him but I feel like Katy Perry's more relevant in, like, because I grew up listening to her, but I really hope, and I also grew up listening to him, but I really hope Katy Perry wins, but I wish she's not.
A lot of people don't know, it's me, Kara, and we also have John that's online on the computer right now. John, what's your opinion of how this bracket's going on?
Close matchup, and then you had some matchups that weren't so close. I think probably one of our great matchups was the Bruno Mars versus Michael Jackson. Two, like, in a way, same taste and of style, and it's more of the classic of Michael Jackson winning out of that one. And I think out of all the contestants, I think Michael Jackson has a better shot of winning this. You know, that nostalgia, everyone's heard of Michael Jackson and all of his big hits, of course.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Next song we have is Red Red Bear by Prince.
So his real name is Prince Rogers Nelson, and he was nominated for 38 Grammy Awards, and he only won 7, which is really weird considering how popular he is.
The next song we're going to have is Summer Love by Justin Timberlake.
Tell me how they got that pretty little face on that pretty little frame. Girl, let me show you around, let me take it out, get you, we can have some fun. Girl, cause we can do it fast, fast, slow, whichever way you wanna run. Girl, let me buy you drinks, better your friends, do it how you want it done. Girl, if you were a god, that you could be the one, cause I can't wait to fall in love. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love. Come on, let me show you around. Let me take it out, let you even have some fun, girl. Cause we can dress it up, we can dress it down. Any way you want it done, girl. Oh, we can stay home, talking on the phone, riding till we see the sun, girl. Do what I gotta do, just gotta show you that I'm the one, girl. I'ma freak it right into you tonight, I know how to do it insane, girl. Cause I can make it hot, stop, if you wanna say my name, girl. Come on, baby, please, girl, I'm on my knees, can't get you off my brain, girl. Who would've thought that you could be the one, cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You'll see, this just can't be summer love. Cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You'll see, this just can't be summer love. Summer's over, over. Summer's over. That doesn't mean we should have a wonder. Cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love.
That was Summer Love by Justin Timberlake. A lot of people don't know that Justin Timberlake has been nominated for 69 times and only have won 29 awards for the Grammy Awards. The next song is 1999 by Prince.
Don't worry, I will hold you. I'll take you down. We'll be right back.
That was 1999 by Prince. So currently we're in the Sweet 16, and we've only had two upsets lately, and they both occurred in the British Invasion. Number six, Queen has beat number three Beatles last week, and number seven Sam Smith beat number two Youngblood. And all number one seeds are still available. Kara or John, what number one seed do you think is gonna fall short first?
I actually have no idea. If I'm being completely honest, I don't want any of them to fall, but everybody can't win.
John?
With the Kara right there, you quit getting attached to them later in the rounds you go and all, and you don't want to see any of them lose, but at the end of it, there's always going to be one winner, and you always have your favorites over them, and you just hope that your favorites go all the way.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. To be honest, in my perspective, I think Bad Bunny's gonna be the first one to fall, and I have a feeling that if Shakira beats Selena, I have a feeling that Shakira will beat Bad Bunny just because of popularity-wise. But if I'm going with any number one seed, I'm picking Bad Bunny. He's gonna fall short between Michael Jackson, Jonas Brothers, and Harry Styles. So the next song we have is PYT, Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson.
Where did you come from? Ooh, won't you tell me that? Why would you do me this? You know that you got to be behind me, just sugar fly to me. Don't you know now? It's the perfect time. We can make it right in the city. We can lie. He's been learning. Let me take it to the max. I want to love you. Pretty young thing, don't need some loving. Give me love and care, and I'll take it there. We'll be right back.
make sure if you want to vote for the Stones Radio 8th Annual March Mayhem Music, you go on Twitter at Knights Radio to vote. The polls will go up around 9:45 to 9:50, and they'll be up for 23 hours. Tomorrow's bracket matchups we have is Family's Affair with host Maddie Hogle and her co-host Julian Alex. Tomorrow's backups is number one seed goes against number four seed Jonas Brothers goes against Oasis, and number three seed AC/DC goes against number two seed Jackson 5. The next song we have is Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Katy Perry. We're going to take a little break for a minute and go over a couple of things. We also want to thank our teacher, Mr. Shouse, for helping us out to get this onto the show. If it wasn't for him, a lot of us right now would not be doing this. After all the difficulties we had to go through with people being online, the COVID, and hoping everyone's okay, we really thank Mr. Shouse for helping us out.
I mean, ever since COVID hit, everything has been impacted, and everybody just wants a normal school year, and it feels normal to be in the studio and have March Mayhem with music, especially for the 8th year since last year got canceled halfway because of COVID and how bad it hit. But it feels nice to be back, even though some people are only in for 2 days and other people are in for 4 or you're fully remote.
Just a reminder, make sure you go on Twitter at Nukes Radio to vote, to keep the votes up. The participation lately has been really good. We've been average to like 60 to 100 votes, which as a class makes us really happy that people are actually caring about this 8th annual March Mayhem music. And I know a lot of other people like how we do this, so it's a great activity that we do, and it's just really fun to do. The next song we have is Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That was Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson, and John has some facts for us.
Yeah, today around the sports, Toronto Maple Leafs lost to the Senators 3-4 yesterday, and some tough matchups actually quite today. You know, you see the Flyers playing against the Rangers, the Pittsburgh Penguins against the Bruins, and of course the Golden Knights taking on the San Jose Sharks. Going right to the NBA real quick, 76ers with a nice win over the San Antonio Spurs, winning 134-99. Coming with today's game as the Brooklyn Nets take on the Knicks, and you know, got the Warriors against Lakers, you know, the big matchup of LeBron James and Stephon Curry right there. And that kind of wraps up my segue to outside of the sports of Sterling, the inside of sports spring just coming around the corner. Spring sports, of course, got tennis, wrestling, which has been moved because of the pandemic, of course, but it's great to have still have these winter sports, but just going to be played in the spring, of course. And hopefully we get to see some baseball, some softball, lacrosse, and let's hopefully just be able to make it through the season.
Yeah, thank you, John. Really appreciate it. Just want to add one more thing. The actual March Madness for college basketball is actually starting Thursday. So people that are interested in college basketball, make sure you get your brackets in. Take your pick. Some great teams that have made it this year. The teams are a little different from past years. Duke and Kentucky didn't make it. That's the first time in a while, especially for Duke. 24 years. I mean, it seems like a while since Duke hasn't made March Madness. But the next song we have is E.T. by Katy Perry.
You
That was E.T. by Katy Perry. You are currently listening to a halftime show on Sterling High School Radio. Just want to say thank you for everyone that was listening. The poll should be up soon on at Nights Radio on Twitter. I'm your host, Justin Moran, with my co-host, Kara Shapley, and John Hollywood, that is online. The next song we're going to play to end it off is International Smile by Katy Perry. Everyone have a seat and have a day.
So, what is in her hair? She don't care. Peach, pink lips, yeah, everybody stares. Olympus hit her in the magazine. It's like she walked right out of her dreams. Black, red bands, you know she's with the band. Boss, on the stand, she's boss with all of them. Yeah, she owns the place like Penny Lane. Yeah, you're lucky if you're on a plane. From Tokyo to Mexico to Rio.
And she